Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 77th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Azra Deniz Okyai.
Hello.
Thank you very much for joining us. It's a pleasure. And you're presenting the film Ghosts in the International Critics Week competition. You know, before we actually start kind of talking about it in more detail, because this would be one of the first times that people get a chance to sort of see the film, would you mind maybe saying a few words about it to introduce it, perhaps the story?
Ghost is about four stories is crossing, but it's mostly my generation, Turkish, mostly people from Turkey. So I wanted to really put in an image our feelings, our emotions, our frustrations in a kind of a fluid way. So I really work like so hard on script and also the production for making this punk opera, I'm calling it.
Yeah? Oh, well, I'm a punk, so can you tell me what you mean by punk opera?
I'm not a punk, but I mean, it's about having a big dynamic and big energy. Like, I was living in a country, it was really a roller coaster every day. And so I wanted to bring this this kind of melody on my mind to bring to the image, so the punk is just a...
Right.
Any name from
Well, for me, punk means a lot of things. One of the things that I associate with it is anger and rage. Mm-hmm. I feel maybe your film is also kind of motivated by rage. Is it? Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, I get rage. I mean, absolutely. We are young and we need to say something. So I wanted to get my space for making this happen. So, yeah.
But is it a rage towards the government? Is it a rage towards the social situation? What's that rage coming from at the moment for the younger generation?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we are frustrated for so many reasons. It's also universal. Like, actually, we get a lot of troubles in the world. Like, so I think that this is the only solution for getting hope is this new generation who can bring solutions.
Yeah.
So that's why I think that it's really important to bring this in a festival like that. So
Right. Yeah,
it's not about just being frustrated to one government or two, but I think it's have to be done without any laws, any confirmation before. We have just to bring our stories and our art.
Yes.
Yeah.
But this is also a story that's primarily about the state of women in Turkey, correct?
Yeah exactly.
Mm. And so the situation is particularly bad for women. The rights are the women's rights situation is not great. Perhaps it has even gone backwards in recent times. It is a dynamic film as well, right? I mean, the structure of the film, maybe I don't want to spoil anything, but the title card of the film pops up, in an unusual spot, possibly more towards the end than the beginning of the film. And that, to me, kind of pointed out that the structure of the film itself is pretty, not entirely free, but you play with it a little bit, right?
Yeah. It's kind of a roller coaster, like giving a dynamic and the script, and also the how we shoot and how we bring our stories. I mean, it have to be new.
Yeah.
So I bring a new kind of a hybrid mathematic technique that I bring.
Yes.
And yes, I'm a woman. I'm a director, and I was so much frustrated before, and so I work a lot. That's why I bring a new solutions and techniques on my art, and as a writer also. So because I was getting bored about so many stories that I can see in cinema, and mostly in Turkish panorama and stuff. So yeah, it was really important to bring our soul, our voice, and I'm a woman. I bring my friend's stories. So, of course, it was with women. But it's just not about that.
What is it that you don't like about the predominant Turkish cinema?
Yeah, it's mostly the same way. I can say that film in the same way. But I think that it's kind of a choice for them, of course. But I couldn't breathe or I couldn't see the lights on this film, so... I was so it was so important to me, the making, I could, like a tsunami, like I know that I was bringing something new. So yeah, it was the only solution. I mean, yeah.
In fact, the fact that it's just such a wave of energy is almost reflective of the city of Istanbul itself. I mean, it is a huge and eclectic city. There's so many yes. different cultures, so many personalities. Yes. It's like a volcano erupting sometimes,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, exactly.
And so that was an inspiration as well, the city itself of Istanbul.
Yeah, the city is completely with a multicultural heritage, for sure. And architecturally, I was thinking that it was really getting by being destroyed like that. It was really so bad, because I'm more inspiring about my also family, like they are architect and urban planners. So I saw all my life that other cities were complete in destruction for getting a new Turkey. So this is the more metaphorical thing on the film.
That's
like
right.
You are making this construction for bringing a new Turkey, but at the end you have to just try to keep this human, this areas, for getting our new way to think, not bringing a new one with beton or big buildings. And it's the same. I mean, actually, I'm in Venice. It get been protected by UNESCO, so that's why you can bring a new soul with protection and multicultural heritage is the most important thing, I think. You
sure.
cannot just bring one, but we have to deal with everyone for every country's many origins. People have to live together. So what is it in Turkey? And also I'm from an immigrant family. My grandmother's from father. She's a Turkmen nomad. She immigrates. My grandfather from my mom's, they were Bulgarian and Greek. So I'm a hybrid girl. I mean, I'm from this new generation. That's why it's so important to me to getting all voices, because I didn't just learn one voices. I mean, being educated by many cultures. When I was also playing with other friends on the street, they were from other origins or other languages. So it was so important to show that for me.
Pardon the naivety of the question, but are you optimistic about the vision of? I know that the term the new Turkey is mentioned in the film, but are you optimistic about your vision of the new Turkey, and what does that look like?
I cannot answer right now maybe about that. I don't know. I'm hopeless because I made a film with really hope at the end. Uh-huh. You have to bring your light, but it's a darkness. So it's your choice. You can't be optimistic all the time. You have to be, you see the darkness for getting the lights. So I don't know. It's a choice, but I really believe on this new generation. Like young people are saying, also like Greta Thunberg. I mean, hope and courage is contagious. Also, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. I love Greta. She's a great inspiration.
Yeah.
Well, we're out of time, but it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
I remind our listeners that the film is called Ghosts and that this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.